Japanese researchers have developed computerized chopsticks.
Computerized.
You ready for that?
Yeah. All right. Computerized.
Well, you don't have to hold on to them. It lifts the food to your mouth without doing anything.
That's what I was thinking when I first heard about it. I thought, you know, for those who can't use chopsticks, this is just what we need. Actually, this is interesting. What actually these researchers are developing these chopsticks to enhance tastes using electrical stimulation and a mini computer that you'd wear on a wristband. What's this is supposed to do is, using a weak electrical current, will transmit sodium ions to the food that you're eating with the chopsticks. What they're trying to devise is some way to cut down the sodium intake in Japan because it's so high because they like salty
food. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, it says here that the average Japanese adult consumes about 10 grams of salt per day.
Whoa.
Double the amount recommended by the World Health Organization, so they have a lot of problems with the health, high blood pressure, strokes, and other ailments. So the researchers are hoping that if they can find a way to enhance the salty taste, there'd be no need to have more salt used. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Using computerized chopsticks, and again, transmitting weak electrical current to transmit sodium ions to the food.
So... All right, so it's removing the sodium from... Is that what these are doing?
It says transmit sodium ions from the food. Ions. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. Why not just make the food with less salt?
Yeah, I get it. Bingo.
Because they're trying to create the idea that it's still salty. Because they want the saltiness. So
but it's going away.
Well, they remove the salt itself, but the salty taste apparently still remains. It creates a sense of saltiness in your senses.
Start a worldwide campaign. All right. Get rid of soy sauce. Yeah. Salty.
Yeah.
All right.
It creates a sense of saltiness.
Okay. Yeah. So. I'm catching on to this.
It sounds weird, though, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
And I thought it was weird, too, until I read that this is the same guy. And I remember when we talked about this, and this might go back a year or two. One of the guys who's doing the researchers is the guy who also developed the lickable TV screen. To imitate various food flavors.
I don't remember this.
Hasn't caught on yet.
Yeah, I hope not.
Oh, I remember every time. This goes back long time.
Would you pay for that?
It's
unsanitary.
And at this time, the researchers are refining their chopsticks prototype and are hoping to commercialize them as early as next year.
I see.
So, if they ever make it to the market, Art Lewis, you need.
No, I won't. I won't be buying it. I just cook my food with less soy sauce. And less salt.
Yeah, but we need someone to test them to know if they actually are worth the investment in case there could be somebody else out there.
All right, I'd be happy to do that for you.
Okay.
Let me know when you get them and you pay for them. Because I'm not.
Funny, it doesn't tell us what the cost is.
No.
Right?
Yeah,
right. Stay tuned for more.
Yeah, you can't go to me for this one. I don't know how to use chopsticks. I just can't.
No,
I don't know why.
I'm with you there, too.
Yeah,
Some people
make them with rubber bands for kids. You can learn how to use them.
I think that would work.
I do that. I'd probably shoot my eye out.
I have a chopstick disability. I just can't do it.
Chopstick disability. Wow.
we need like a designated chopstick person. Like, next time we're eating Chinese food, Art Lewis, you have to stand in and feed us.
It's bad enough.
I'll just use a fork.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, it's bad enough to have rice fall off a fork, let alone try to use chopsticks.
Oh, it's easy.
So
you've been doing it all your life.
So says the chopstick expert.